one of my deputies attempted to stop Mr. Walsh, which I don't believe we knew who it was at the time, but we attempted to stop that vehicle. He fled from us at a fairly high rate of speed into Rock Island County. My deputy made the decision to terminate the chase because they were headed into a populated area, and that was going to wind up being potentially worse than catching him. So a while later, Rock Island County located the vehicle that we had been chasing, and that vehicle fled from them and fled back towards Mercer County. We were attempting, I had two deputies that were attempting to set up a roadblock and stop sticks to get the vehicle stopped before he injured someone. And in the process of that, the driver of the vehicle tried to go around our roadblock and sticks and actually hit Deputy Sable at about 50 mile an hour, I believe is about what they estimate he was running. Struck Deputy Sable in the leg and fractured his pelvis and hip. And so Deputy Sable was transported to Trinity, Rock Island, and then later transported the rest of the way to Iowa City for a updated level of care. He has non-life-threatening injuries, and it's looking like he has a pretty good prognosis for his recovery. You just never know what lies ahead of you when you put the uniform on and climb into a squad car and go out to try to protect and serve the citizens of the county. You never know how it's going to turn out. And this turned out great from the standpoint of his injuries. It could have been so much worse. At almost the same identical time, a 20-year veteran of a sheriff's office in Michigan was struck and killed doing the exact same thing, attempting to stop a fleeing vehicle. And that deputy was struck and killed. So if there's a bright side, this turned out very well. But bad judgment, all I can say is if we ask you to stop by turning on the lights and the sirens, no matter what you're in trouble for or you think you're in trouble for at the time, is nothing compared to running the risk of killing an innocent bystander or a deputy.